First place, yeah, that's a great question. I really saw reporters, when I was young and
Hi, I'm Jalal from the Victory Bus Project. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Wave Farms Art Park is now open on Saturdays. Drop in for unannounced guided tours on Saturdays from noon to 6 p.m. or book a tour in advance on other days. Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in ACRA is the home of the Art Park with 13 installations in the Study Center, WGXC ACRA Studio, and the Wave Farms International Artist Residency Program. Visitors on Saturdays receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last 60 to 90 minutes. Again, on Saturdays, Wave Farms Art Park is open for drop-in visits anytime from noon to 6 p.m. from June through October. Stop by Wave Farm on Saturdays from noon to 6 p.m.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanittuck, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Meredith Coy of Atlanta, Georgia. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to the test site of Acoustic Commons, available at wavefarm.org/listen. Or on any WGXC.org webpage if you click on the listen button. The test site of Acoustic Commons is a microphone in the Wave Farm woods that lets you overhear the sounds of nature, the live weather on the radio at wavefarm.org/listen, or click on any WGXC.org webpage. Click on the listen button to hear the sounds in the woods at Wave Farm through the test site of Acoustic Commons.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters 1979, Volume 1 on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with the penultimate year of the decade in One Hit Wonders via the Billboard Top 40, including a face man finding success outside of Satan's service, and covers / samplings of classics from that year, including Ain't No Stopping Us Now, Ring My Bell, and a very prophetic song that a few years later will kick off a new revolution in music and video. Now here is some little geek speak. By the time the show airs, the WGA strike might be resolved. It's being reported that after 3 days of in-person meetings between the Guild and the AMPTP last week, that Saturday saw attorneys hammering out the language for a new 3-year deal that addresses the sticking points of writer rooms and AI. This comes after claims by the Writers Guild of cracks starting to emerge in the studio / streamer block, and the latter hiring a PR firm to rehabilitate their tarnished image. The fire of fair labor practices in the industry can't be contained, though. As Variety reports, Disney VFX workers have joined their Marvel siblings in voting to file with the National Labor Relations Board to unionize under the purview of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. Several weeks later, the Marvel workers made their vote overwhelmingly in favor of joining that guild. Meanwhile, SAG President Fran Drescher has encouraged authorization of expanding the strike to video games after the voting for authorization of that ends on September 25th. SAG previously conducted a 6-month strike against the industry over 2016 to 2017. The past few weeks or so brought a slew of confirmations regarding the upcoming Doctor Who anniversary and beyond. A slip-up in the press release confirmed Akuti Gotwa's presumed holiday special debut. We'll see that returning to the classic Christmas time broadcast with his first season to follow in spring 2024. Speculation over set spy photos has been proven true, as Yasmin Finney's guest companion Rose is the daughter of Donna, and as rumored, it will be the legendary Miriam Margolyes voicing Ascended Expanded Universe villain Beep the Meep in the first special. Finally, in the No Doy category for fans, the recent trailer was accompanied by a release confirming Neil Patrick Harris is the new live-action incarnation of classic First Doctor God-tier villain, the Celestial Toymaker, now just referred to as the Toymaker, originally portrayed by Michael Gough. Speaking of anniversaries, next year is the 50th for the world's most famous Canadian superhero, and the man who, like the team he serves on, might not have created him, but inarguably defined the best there is at what he does, will return for a sequel to a legendary team-up. Next February, we'll see the beginning of Wolverine, Madripoor Knights by Chris Claremont and Edgar Salazar, serving as a sequel to classic issue Uncanny X-Men 268, which told the first meeting during World War II of the future Weapon X, and Captain America to rescue the adolescent Black Widow. She's much older in the books, MCU-only followers, as the trio reunite against the Hand in Wolvie's old stomping grounds of Madripoor. The expected effect of not just the strikes, but the throttling back of content for the MCU has been revealed. Loki Season 2 will stick to its October 6th premiere, though like Ahsoka will drop its first episode in primetime. What If Season 2 will finally debut over the holidays, while the beleaguered Echo will likely drop in January. Sometime early next year, we'll also see the X-Men 97, the sequel to the classic animated series, and some leaked Funko Pop designs indicate Cable's mommy, Madeline Pryor, might be the big bad. WandaVision spinoff Agatha will hit before Halloween 2024 and has another new subtitle, Darkhold Diaries. Another expected delay was confirmed, as Dune Part 2 will now land in March 2024. The other three major Warner releases, Wonka, The Color Purple musical, and Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, are still slated for release over December. Back to Arrakis, Villeneuve seems to be all but outright confirming a third part adapted in Dune Messiah is in the planning, saying, quote, I will say, there are words on paper. Donald Glover's Lando won't be limited to the small screen, Deadline confirming the Disney Plus series has been retooled into a movie after brother and co-writer Steven Glover revealed such on the Pablo Torres Finds Out podcast. Our first set of one-hitters begins with the most successful song to come out of Kiss's infamous year of solo albums. Here's Ace Frehley covering Hello's New York Groove.
I'm last, living it up at last. Living it up, oh yeah. Living it up at last. Living it up, oh yeah. Friday night, living it up at last. Living it up, oh yeah. Friday night, living it up at last.
Today's first set began with Space Ace Ace Frehley's take on New York Groove, which peaked on February 3rd, 1979 at number 13 on the Billboard Top 40. That was followed by Bell and James' Living It Up Friday Night, the disco standard getting to number 15 on April 21st. We ended the block with Herman Brood headed out on Saturday Night, which hit number 35 on September 8th. Taking us to the bottom of the hour, here is Oh Well by the Rockets. We'll be right back.
about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Well, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. We'll be right back.
Knocked in the morning, I stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain without closing the door. I didn't stand in your way. Now I miss you more than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows. 'Cause you left me just when I needed you most.
Left me just when I needed you most.
Now most every morning I stare out the window and I think about where you might be. I've written you letters that I'd like to send, if you would just send one to me. 'Cause I need you more than I needed before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows. 'Cause you left me just when I needed you most.
Forgotten Geek presents One Hitters 1979, Volume 1, continues on WGXC. Prior set began with September 1st, number 30 hit, Oh Well, by the Rockets. That was followed by former Aretha and Diana backup singers The Jones Girls with You're Gonna Make Me Love Somebody Else, which made it to number 38 on August 18th. The set ended with Just When I Needed You Most by Randy Van Warmer, which peaked at number 4 on June 16th. Headed into the covers half, sampling a number of songs including Ain't No Stopping Us Now, here's Yo MTV Raps duo, the non-abbreviated Dr. Dre and Ed Lover, featuring T-Money with Back Up Off Me.
Yes, yes. but then it went this way. Apple to a cherry, to a cherry, to a plum. Don't stop rocking till I get some. It's up my back around my neck. Woo-ha! I got the girl to check. It's up my back around my spine. Dr. Dre, come on, your turn to run.
Come on, everybody, let's all get down. What we got, it's a brand new sound. So nobody out there be misled. My name is Dr. Dre.
And my name is Ed.
Look in the sky.
Push me, cause my middle name is Ed. I'll get
That was Lady Cop with To Be Real, covering Cheryl Lynn's Got to Be Real, the disco classic, making it to number 21 on February 3rd, 1979's Billboard Top 40. For that, Dr. Dre and Ed Lover featuring T-Money's Back Up Off Me, from the OMTV Raps host failed comedy vehicle Who's the Man, sampling McFadden and Whitehead's Ain't No Stopping Us Now, which peaked at number 13 on July 21st. Today's final set is a Cassandra sandwich, beginning and ending with a cover of a cover that several years later was signaled for better and worse, the MTV Revolution. Here's Lolita 18's cover of the Buggles cover of Bruce Willis' Video Killed the Radio Star.
Talk about it. music, talk about pop music, talk about pop music, dance in the streets. Anything you like, do it in your car, in the middle of the night. Dance and shoot the small one, break it in the fast lane. Listen to the countdown, the pain on summer rain. I can't get a job, Jack. I wanna hold it back. Moonlight music, midnight paddy whack. Talk about pop music, talk about pop music, talk about pop music, talk about pop music. I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through. Ooh, ooh. They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the problems you could see. Ooh, ooh. I met your children.
Last set of Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters 1979 Volume 1 began and ended with covers of Video Killed the Radio Star. The Bruce Willis song made famous by the Buggles, their version took one step into the Billboard Top 40 at number 40 on December 15th, and we started with Jay Popper's Louis XVIII's take and ended with future One Hit Wonders Lynn's version. Between that, we heard Tori Amos' reinterpretation of Ring My Bell, Anita Ward's classic sounding all the way to number 1 on June 30th, and Tricky's cover of M's Pop Music, the new wave classic, making it to number 1 on November 3rd. Thanks for listening. I'll be back in 2 weeks to begin the usual month-long celebration of all things Halloween, with part 2 of One Hitters 1979 coming in November. Stay safe as we go out with the only Muppet to make the top 40. The Jim Henson's Kermit the Frog, Paul Williams penned original, peaked at number 25 on November 24th. Here's Willie with Rainbow Connection.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. And what's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do you think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell. We know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one in the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.